Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it's Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Well, last night was Dynamite, and they got they had a great show, and they got another big show coming up on Saturday night, Grand Slam Australia. We'll tell you all about the show last night, all of the scoops on, well, a lot of different things, including, yes, Brody King. We'll talk about that here today. But that's one of the big stories here today. In addition to that, we've got SmackDown coming up tomorrow night. We have a TNA show. There's a TV show tonight and a TNA No Surrender PLE, whatever you want to call it. That's coming up on Friday, February 13th. AAA on Fox. Lots of big stuff coming up this weekend. And, of course, we've got a lot of news, not the least of which is WrestleMania. WrestleMania tickets. I don't want to say they're not doing well because, you know, they've already sold 36,000 tickets for each night. But it is not doing as well as it did last year. I think it's patently obvious why, but we will discuss that here today. We've also got notes on a new faction in NXT, which now has a trademark. Saikama Tani is injured, and hopefully we'll be back soon, but I do want to discuss that because hopefully they're not, well, you know how these injuries are. It's a finger injury, and sometimes those don't heal as quickly as people like to think. Let's talk about Bad Bunny. We got New Japan Cup participants and plenty more. I'm flying solo today, brother. So let's do this together. If you want to text me, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it.
Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy filet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Bringing the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Got a lot to get into here today. Of course, you know, right when I'm about to get going, I just get like a bunch of tweets and everybody's asking questions. Hold on. All right. So, last night we had the Dynamite show. And overall, it was an excellent show. We'll review the whole thing afterwards. But today, the big topic of conversation is Brody King. And this all started last night when we were reviewing the show. And I thought overall Dynamite was a great show. My two criticisms were, it absolutely did not need a 17-minute overrun. And the Chris Statlander-Tekla match in the main event, I mean, there was no way it was going to follow everything else on this show. I think the main event probably should have been the Kyle Fletcher match, especially if you're going 17 minutes over. And there's no excuse like, well, you know, Kyle was going to win and he's a heel. Tekla's also a heel. She won. I mean, it didn't need to go 17 minutes over. It was too long. That's number one. But the other thing was, the only thing that they did on the entire show for the Brody King MJF match was like a 30-second video package before the main event. And I was like, that's all. This is a world title match coming up at Grand Slam. And anyway, Dave said, well, you know why? And I said, well, is it the ice chance? And he said, yes. And he did say that WBD. Anyway, I don't know exactly what he said, but here's what's going on. WBD did put out a statement today. And they wanted to make it very clear that they did not do anything involving Brody King, whether or not he was on the show, etc. From WrestlingObserver.com, it says here that during Wednesday's Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer speculated the reason King wasn't live was fear of more anti-ice chants, saying this is, again, not a Tony call. This is from above. You know what it is. Nobody wants to get on Trump's bad side. If it wasn't for that, nobody would care. It's just a chant, but unfortunately, they've got a company they're trying to sell, this being WBD, get regulatory approval from a guy who's going to take that stuff personally. That's just how it is. WBD issued the following statement Thursday afternoon. Warner Brothers Discovery did not have any involvement in Brody King's upcoming AEW schedule. Any speculation to the contrary is categorically false. Brody is scheduled to appear during the next AEW event, which will air this Saturday on TNT and HBO Max. So, all I can tell you is that this is not from Brody King, but it is from somebody who was on the flight with Brody King. The reason Brody King was not on the show last night was because he was in the air. He was flying with a lot of the wrestlers to Australia, and that's why he wasn't on the show. So, I mean, I strongly suspect that WBD was not thrilled with the anti-ice chants on the show last week, but they are making it very clear that regardless of anything, they are not making any calls about who can and cannot be on television. So I think the big question that I still have, which started this whole thing, is, all right, fine, they're both on a flight to Australia. Why was the only thing on the show a 30-second video package? I mean, they had a great segment last week. I mean, they should have done a big time, hey, this is what happened. This is the history of Brody. This is the history of MJF. This is what happened. This was the destruction at the hands of Brody King yesterday. Do a pre-tape promo with both guys. You know, they had a quick promo with MJF on Collision, but, you know, half the people watch Collision that watch Dynamite. So I'm still disappointed they didn't do more with it, but the reason he was not physically on the show was because he was on the flight to Australia for the show coming up on Saturday night. The full card for the Collision show on Saturday. We have 6 matches scheduled for the show, and it is scheduled to go 2.5 hours. And the matches include MJF Brody King for the AEW title, Hangman Page versus Andrade in a world title eliminator match, Kyle Fletcher versus Mark Briscoe in a ladder match for the TNT title. Yes, that was my other critique of the show. Tony Storm and Orange Cassidy versus Wheeler Yuta and Marina Shafir, hair versus hair tornado match. Jon Moxley versus Takeshita for the Continental title. And Babes of Wrath versus Megabad for the women's tag team titles. And yes, you know, there was a video, I guess, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and one of the clips from the shows where I was talking about how, you know, one of my issues with AEW is it's just the same people. Like, nobody's actually getting elevated. And people don't understand where the word elevated means. They go like, oh, well, you know, blah, blah. Elevated means where are you on the card? Not where are you for one show. Not where are you for one main event. Like, where are you on the show? And, you know, the Kenny Omegas and the Swerves and the Hangman, they're all up here. And then you've got the other people that are all in the middle. And then you've got the other people that are down at the bottom. And elevation doesn't mean, okay, you know, Brody King's going to get a title shot in Australia, which he's going to lose, and then he's going to be back doing tag team matches in the mid-card. He didn't get elevated, if that's what happens. And the issue I brought up was Kyle Fletcher. You know, Kyle Fletcher, I'm not saying that MJF should not be the champion. The MJF championship reign with everybody going after the title, I mean, if you look at and obviously there have been some changes because of the way that the Nielsen is figuring the ratings, but it's certainly not hurting. It's either helping or it's just like, you know, it's not making things worse. It may be helping a lot. It's hard to say because this happened at the same time that Nielsen started, you know, how they, Big Data Plus panel, you know, they tweaked that and now all of these shows are doing better. But the point is this. You know, when they had Kyle Fletcher and Mark Briscoe months and months ago, I said, you know what? Mark Briscoe needs to win this title, and Kyle needs to go into the main event picture. He needs to be one of the Hangmans, one of the Swerves, one of the Will Ospreys. That's what needs to happen. He needs to be moved up. Instead, he won that match, and then they build up to another Mark Briscoe match, I was like, oh my God, how many times are we going to do this match? And at that point, Mark Briscoe won. And then Kyle Fletcher really didn't do much for like a month. And in fact, you know, after they did that that World's End show with the screwdriver, I mean, they didn't even address that for 2 weeks afterwards. And, you know, I said, this guy should be moved up. I don't want to see another Kyle Fletcher, Mark Briscoe match, because literally that's putting them exactly where they were last year. And sure enough, you know, they announced that Kyle Fletcher was going for the TNT title on last night's show. I had guys on Blue Sky, which to their credit apologized. They said, Brian, you're an idiot. I can't believe you don't see where this is going. You know, Kyle's going to lose. It's going to lead to the split, blah, blah, blah. Well, in fact, that's not what happened. Kyle won the TNT title back. He's back to being the TNT champion. He is facing Mark Briscoe on Saturday. And granted, it's a ladder match, but we're literally in the exact same place we were months ago with both of these guys. So I'm sure at some point Kyle Fletcher is going to be elevated, but it's not going to be imminently, because he's going to remain the TNT champion. I don't think he's losing the title Saturday. Tony, I don't think he's ever done two hot potato switches in the course of a week. So my guess is he's going to be here for a while. They're going to continue this thing with MJF and Swerve and Hangman and Andrade, who thankfully Andrade, that's a legitimate, this guy's moving up the card, and I think he should win Saturday, and I think he should go to headline the pay-per-view. But we can talk more about this after the break and a lot of other news. Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. We'll get back to the great stuff about AEW in a moment. We got to talk about WrestleMania. New report on Thursday is WWE looking for new strategies and ideas of how to sell more tickets for WrestleMania. WrestleVotes Radio, Fightful Select, said the company held a multi-department meeting Wednesday, as sales for their biggest show of the year are in the 36,000 distributor range per night, which is roughly 10,000 tickets per night behind the pace they were at this time last year. Still 2 months to go. Last year's event ended up between 56 and 60,000 distributed per night. Outlet also noted that WWE plans to keep ticket prices as is for the time being. Why does everyone have to make something so difficult? You know what would have been easier than a multi-department meeting? Just call me. I'd have helped. The tickets are too expensive. I mean, hello? So, here's the thing. If I may say so myself. Listen, there's a Raw coming up in Seattle, all right? About 2 weeks ago, I thought maybe I'll take my kids, looked at ticket prices, $200 a ticket. The absolute dirt worst, cheapest tickets were $200. So it was like, I ain't spending $600 to take two kids to Raw. It's absolutely not happening. There's no way, okay? So, you know, about 3 days ago, to be fair, somebody there was like, quit lying about tickets! Ah! I was like, I'm not lying about tickets. I went up there and looked. Well, I went up again yesterday, and now you can get dirt worst seats for like $98, okay? But there's like, you know, one section. The rest, you have to go, it's above 100 for everything else. So, that ain't happening, okay? Now, do I believe that in the next month, these tickets are going to continue to drop in price? And by the week of the show, I can probably find tickets at an affordable rate and maybe I will go to Raw? Yeah, I do expect that to happen. But here's the deal. Raw is in Seattle and I live in Seattle. I can make a decision the day of the show, okay? This is WrestleMania, okay? It's in Las Vegas, Nevada. The vast majority of people that are going to head to WrestleMania are probably coming from elsewhere. They're coming from different states. They're coming from different countries. They're coming from all over the world, okay? So, right now, February 12th, we're like over 2.5 months away, about 2.5 months away. Right now, the flights are not that expensive, okay? You can get there fairly cheap, okay? Unfortunately, the hotels at this point are, I think the average was like $270 per night for a hotel. And, you know, most of the places on the strip, you're looking at like $400 or $500 a night. Okay, you got to get at least two nights, probably three. Okay, so then on top of that, well, you've got to get tickets to the events. Okay, WrestleMania tickets right now are freaking sky high. I looked at those tickets. I'm going to Vegas for WrestleMania weekend. At this point, I'm not going to WrestleMania. Because I'm not spending like some ridiculous amount of money. I think right now I could get two nights, both nights of WrestleMania, for about $700. But you're like at the very, very, very top, maybe an obstructed seat for all I know. I ain't paying $700. I think it's $700 a night, actually. I'd have to look. But no, I'm not spending that kind of money to sit in the middle of nowhere and watch WrestleMania, where I'm so high that even watching the screen's going to be like this big. That's not happening. To get a decent seat at WrestleMania, you're talking thousands of dollars. And like the ringside platinum seats, I had the price the other day. It was something like $56,000 or something like that. Some crazy. And like good seats, you're talking, you know, you're still talking $20,000 for a seat. So no, I'm not going to WrestleMania right now. Now, here's the deal. Are WrestleMania ticket prices going to drop? Invariably, yes. The prices are going to go down as the show gets closer. But you know what? You know what happens as the show gets closer? Those tickets are going to start to drop. But guess what? Now you're going to be paying more for flights. You're going to be paying a lot more for flights. You're probably going to be paying more for your hotel. You're going to be paying more for everything. So this isn't like a Survivor Series or a Royal Rumble or a Backlash or whatever, where it's like, yeah, I got to get a ticket for one night. You know, maybe you could. This is a two-night event. You have to pay double for everything. And the prices that they're charging right now, I mean, they got 36,000 people that did this. I mean, they should be doing cartwheels. But you ain't going to get 56,000 people paying these prices to go to WrestleMania for a weekend. So, you know, we talked the other day, you know, Dave on the show was talking about how they're concerned about these ticket prices. They're switching up the card for WrestleMania. And it's like, switching up what card? The reason people aren't buying tickets isn't because they don't like the card. There is no card. Whatever card that you've got for two nights of WrestleMania, the rest of us don't know what it is. That's not affecting our travel plans. What's affecting our travel plans is how expensive the thing is. So, apparently, according to this report, it's like, oh, we got to look at this, or what about this, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. They're looking at everything except the problem, which is it's too expensive. So, you know, it's almost like a Vince McMahon thing back in the day. You know, Vince would have some problem, and there was like an obvious solution. But instead, he would look at everything that wasn't the problem and make that the problem and then try to solve that problem, which didn't solve the actual problem, which had a simple solution. The simple solution is it's too expensive. I sat with Sandman here on the chat last year at WrestleMania. He was generous enough to help me out with a ticket. And I asked him, I said, how does this year compare to last year? And he says, everything is way more. Although last year, WWE even had a VIP world package that cost $1,000. They don't do that anymore. I think that's part of the travel package deal. But five-day passes are crazy. Individual day tickets are close to about the same as last year, depending on the day you choose. This is if you're going to go like, this is another thing. You want to go to like the WWE, whatever their convention thing is called. I mean, that's another. God only knows how much to go to that thing. And he says, WrestleCon is a better deal this year. $100 for a four-day pass, $500 for a fast pass to get you in from the line for any of the talent. So it's like the other wrestling stuff in Vegas. I mean, hey, you know, we got the stuff in Vegas, f4wonline.com/Vegas. Our stuff is less expensive than it was last year. WrestleCon, less expensive than it was last year. WWE, way more expensive. And then they're trying to figure out, why is nobody buying tickets? You don't need an all-department meeting to figure this out. And if you have an all-department meeting and everybody's coming up with these ideas and the idea isn't lower prices now so people can make plans, I don't know what to tell you other than it's probably going to be disappointing. So it's like a race right now. You know, how quickly can they lower prices where people will actually decide to go to WrestleMania? There's a lot of people who I think would love to go to WrestleMania this year, and they're not. And fact of the matter is, if they don't drop those prices sooner rather than later, it's going to be too late for people to do it in an affordable manner. You know, if you want to charge a ton of money for a show that's going to seat 12,000 people, yeah, you can find 12,000 people who are going to pay a lot of money for one night at an event. You want two nights at an event, and you want to draw 60,000 both nights, and you want to jack up prices like crazy, it ain't going to happen. And it's not happening. It's not even a prediction. I'm just telling you. It ain't happening. So anyway, let's see what else we have here. Tickets are more expensive this year than last year, Sandman says. Hotel prices are way higher. I think I paid $200 or so a night for hotel this year plus service fees. To get a decent amount out, I had to lower the amount of days I'll be there. Flying in Thursday, leaving Monday. Last year, flew in Wednesday, left Tuesday. Hotel, $1,200. If I did that this year, the hotel would have been about $1,600. So, all department meeting. What's the problem? I don't know. Other than the obvious. WWE's trademarking Birthright for the NXT faction. And, of course, at the New Japan show, David Finlay basically said goodbye. And I kind of was going both ways. I was leaning towards David Finlay ending up in AEW, but when they did the angle on Tuesday night's NXT, where Uriah Connors, who is the brother of David Finlay, they basically said, we just need, I think they said something like, we just need the last piece of the puzzle or whatever, and Connors said, I'll talk to my dad. I was like, well, I guess David Finlay is going to NXT to lead up this new faction, the Birthright. So that's what I expect to happen. I don't know if it'll happen, but I do expect that. Sai Kamatani is out of action. She suffered a finger injury while wrestling Starlight Kid February 7th. They are claiming she will not be stripped of the World of Stardom title because they only expect her to miss a month of matches. It is, however, a finger injury. And I don't like finger I don't like finger injuries. Because they do claim it was a minor injury. But the fact is, Bianca Belair injured her finger like at last year's WrestleMania, and she is still not back. And these finger injuries, not good. So hopefully this is minor and she'll be back sooner rather than later. But I wouldn't necessarily bank on that one. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I went up to Ticketmaster during the break. So the other day, there was nothing below $700. Now you can get absolute dirt worst seats for $518. And I'm talking like... this one is level 347. Which is like way out in the middle of nowhere, and you may even be slightly obstructed by the set, depending on how they do it. But yeah, so right around, not even ringside, on the floor near ringside, $5,000 a ticket. It's for one ticket. Right off the floor, $3,400 a ticket. A little bit further up in the risers or whatever you call them, $1,600. And even like that $518 ticket that I told you about, that same row, if you just get in a slightly better area, like straight across from the ring, $5,000. So my guess is that $518 ticket is slightly obstructed because everything else in that row, as soon as you get out of that particular area, it shoots up to $700, $600, $1,300, $5,000, and $1,500. $5,000, maybe it's a suite that's $5,000. And even further back in the 400 section, tickets are $1,000. That's as far back as you can possibly go. $1,000. $1,200. So, yeah. There you go. What could be the problem?
Why? All right. Who cares? It's WrestleMania.
Was that me, Dom? Did you just put a drop in?
I did. I had that saved from a couple years ago. Yep.
All right. I was like talking to myself. Almost lost my mind. Okay. Couple of other quick notes before we go to the Dynamite report. Wembley Stadium tickets are going on sale. There's another big show with tickets on sale. Wonder what those tickets will cost. March 16th is the pre-sale, and the general on sale will be March 20th at 10 a.m. So all in is August 30th. And, of course, the big question is, is Will Ospreay going to be back in time? And if so, is he going after the world title? Now, what's interesting is they obviously want to sell as many tickets as possible. And so with the pre-sale and the regular ticket sale going on, taking place in March, you know, they probably are going to want to announce something big. But the problem is, historically, the person who challenges for the title at All In is the winner of the Owen. And I do not think that Will Ospreay can be back in time for the Owen. So my idea is that if you think that he can make it back by August 30th, and I don't even know if they can know by March. I mean, this is a big risk to do this. But if in March they think, you know what, this guy probably will be good to go by August 30th, essentially September. I mean, what I do is you just announce that, I don't know, how do you do this? I had an idea, but I was thinking instead of having Ospreay win the Owen, you would do a deal where the title would be up for grabs in the Owen. You would vacate it somehow. And then Ospreay wouldn't have to wrestle in the Owen. He wouldn't have to win it. He would just get a shot against the champion who won the Owen. So you could do that, but you can't really announce that the title will be vacated for the Owen Hart tournament. So I'm not sure exactly how to do this, but they got to announce something because, of course, you know, that first year, $81,035 paid, which was a all-time record, beating even WrestleMania 3. All right, let's talk about this Dynamite show. Aside from my qualms at the beginning of the show, I thought this show was pretty much great. It had what I believe was the best AEW match of 2026 so far. It was a television match. It opened up with a Kenny Omega and Swerve face-to-face. And, you know, they were buddies a little while ago, but this escalated very quickly. And they essentially agreed to do a match for free on television next Wednesday. Now, I guess it's, do they still do sweeps? Is that the reason this is happening? Anyway, there is a Capcom, maybe is what it is. There's some convention that years ago Kenny Omega agreed to do, and it happens to be the same week as the next pay-per-view. And unless he can find a way to get out of his contract for the final day, he won't be at the pay-per-view. So my guess is, and I don't know this for sure, Capcom Cup. It's a video game tournament. I remember Capcom from when I was a kid. I didn't know about the Capcom Cup. But anyway, my guess is he probably can't get out of his contract right now. And so they're doing this match next week. So I could be wrong. Maybe he'll manage to get out and they can do it again at the pay-per-view or do something else. But that match is going to be for free on television next week. And it should do a big number. Then we add Death Riders versus Takeshita Mark Davis and Josh Alexander. Thought this was an excellent, excellent television match. And it was built around, obviously, Takeshita and Jon Moxley because they're wrestling this coming weekend. And in the end, everyone ended up outside. Moxley got a hold of Josh Alexander, put him in the choke, and hit the Death Rider and pinned him. So Mark Davis escaped unscathed here. But that was the finish, and a very, very good match. Really, if you look at the Death Riders now, you know, people keep saying, like, Moxley is a babyface, the other Death Riders are heels. None of the Death Riders were heels in this particular match. The only Death Riders who are heels are Marina and Wheeler. They've, like, been split off. So, it's weird, I will say that, but I like the match. Then we had Chump and Kyle Fletcher, which was, as noted, the best AEW match, I thought, of all of 2026 thus far. It was absolutely incredible. It's very similar to that Kyle Fletcher speedball match where, I don't know, man. There was a point during the speedball match, and there was a point during this match where it's just like, okay, this is ridiculous now. Like, we moved into this being ridiculous. It was during the, like, they're kicking out of everything, man. They're kicking out of everything. And there's that part of my brain that just goes like, I can't even take this seriously. It's, like, ridiculous. But, like, the crowd is going absolutely, completely insane for this match. Standing ovation. They're chanting like crazy. So, hey, whatever. I mean, by the time it ended, I was like, I haven't seen a better match this year, so I can only complain so much. Ciampa lost the title. And, 13 days? 13 days after he won it. Although, technically less because he lost it on, or he won it on Collision. It was a Collision taping. So he had it a little over a week. But, Kyle Fletcher won the title. Michinoku Driver and a Brainbuster got the pin. And he, then did a promo, issued an open challenge to anybody for Australia. And yes, Mark Briscoe's music hit. God, I love the guy. But how many times do I got to see this match? They're doing a ladder match. Game 7, they're calling it, in Australia. And then that will allegedly be the end of this feud. We had Clark Connors and Daniel Garcia versus Orange Cassidy and Roderick Strong. Roderick Strong. Like, I guess we're supposed to feel bad for the conglomeration in Orange Cassidy because Roderick Strong walked out on Orange during this match. Brother, I don't feel sorry for them one bit. Roderick Strong has not wanted to be with his group. He's told them repeatedly, I'm not part of the conglomeration. They ignore him. They keep calling him a conglomeration member. And finally, he's like, screw you, and he leaves. And, like, we're supposed to be sad. I was like, good for you, Roddy, finally. But anyway, Orange is all by himself. And Garcia, this poor nerd, it's 2-on-1. He goes for the Dragon Tamer. Orange counters into a small package. He wins this match 1-on-2. And Moxie is furious at Daniel Garcia. And he's chewing him out. And then they did an angle where Tony's in the skybox doing a promo about the hair match. And Yuta comes out on the ramp and says, bring her out. And Marina drags Mina out onto the ramp, puts her in mother's milk. Yuta grabs one of her alleged pigtails, probably a hair extension, cuts it off. Fans are furious. It's got great heat. I thought it was an excellent angle. We had Dom and Andrade doing a promo, or Don and Andrade from last week. And then Hangman did a promo. This is all to set up the Hangman versus Andrade match coming up this weekend. Winner gets MJF at the pay-per-view. Honest to God, I think it should be Andrade. And then you do either Hangman and Swerve, or Hangman, Swerve, and Omega if he can be there, in a three-way also at the pay-per-view. And the winner of that gets the next shot at MJF. I think that's the easiest way to handle this problem. Then we had the Young Bucks, the Rascals, and the Mystery Team. Who could the Mystery Team be? The winner of this will be facing FTR for the titles at the pay-per-view. And I thought, you know what? Maybe it's Copeland and Cage coming back. They'll win this match, and we'll have that match for the tag titles coming up. Nope. The Mystery Team was Private Party, who were murdered in a tag title match 13 months ago and have not been seen since. And they had a party match. It was pretty outstanding. And the Young Bucks ended up hitting the TK driver, got the pin. And, you know, I love the Young Bucks and all, but it's FTR and the Young Bucks again for the tag team titles. It just feels like the company feels like it is heating up. It feels like a hotter company, but we're also seeing the same matches. Not all of the same matches, at least, well, I mean, we'll find out. I mean, hopefully Andrade wins. Otherwise, we'll have Hangman and MJF again. So, I would have had, honestly, I probably would have done Copeland and Cage versus FTR, but it's not happening. And they did an angle afterwards to set up the match. And then the main event was Statlander and Tekla for the women's title. And we had interference in a strap match, which involved, for reasons unknown, distracting the referee, even though there are no DQs in a strap match. Statlander beat up both Sky Blue and Julia, but then turned around, got speared. And Tekla tied Statlander's hands behind her back, gave her a curb stomp, pinned her. Very charitably, you could say that this was an effective distraction. It was more interference for the sake of it. I don't think it really protected Statlander all that much. But Tekla is the new women's champion, and they beat down Statlander after the match. Willow and Harley were not there, not because of ice, but because they were also on a flight to Australia. And they could not make the save. So the Brawling Birds, who I would like to note, the announcers repeatedly stated by name, came down to the ring, made the save as the show ended. And yes, while the show did not need a 17-minute overrun, I thought this was an excellent show. And Ciampa Fletcher, you probably need to go out of your way to see, because it was great. Thank you, Dom. Back in a moment. Observer Live. Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up here today, but tonight on the Brian and Vinny show, we're going to be reviewing AEW and NXT. We didn't get to do NXT at all last night on Observer Radio. Dave had a lot to say. And so we'll be doing that tonight. That'll be 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com, f4wonline.com/Apple, and f4wonline.com/Spotify. And then I will be back Friday for Observer Live. And then, my friends, peace out. I'm going to take my one vacation every year where I am unplugged. I will have no shows from Friday night through the following Monday. So Vinny is going to do the Brian and Vinny show. Filthy Tom, with help from Lance, is going to do Observer Live every day. And I'm not sure exactly who is going to be doing the shows with Dave, but I've sent out feelers, as they say. So you'll be getting a lot of shows, but not with me. Some of you will celebrate that. Big middle finger to you guys. The rest of you, I won't forget you. And I'll be back when it's all said and done. And we'll get back into the swing of things. But anyway, I will see you guys tonight, loyal subscribers. And I'll see the rest of you tomorrow. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.